Now with Dan Price, head coach of the Victoria Royals, coming off a 2-1 overtime loss. Maybe not the result, of course, that you wanted, but what a battle, what a game. You almost shut out a team on home ice on Teddy Bear Toss night. Just your thoughts on the game.
All those things I agree with, and just feel a tremendous amount of pride in the group. The work ethic, the compete, the attention to detail, the relentlessness, the effort despite tremendous fatigue and road miles and game density and just so much adversity and, you know, penalty kill after penalty kill. And it was just tremendous. Just you know, I'd go to war with this group any day. So it was frustrating to lose, but it wasn't really so much personally frustrating. It was just, I just really felt for the group because they worked so hard and really deserved it.
It looked like Griffin Outhouse had a personal vendetta against the Giants because he was in lockdown mode.
Yeah, it's true. You know what? I just felt like that was maybe the most surprising or frustrating part was the way the game was going, the way Griff was playing. It just seemed like there was a force field around the net. You know, it just felt like it was one of those special, magical nights where it just wasn't going to go in. And it was very close to that. Even the tying goal, you know, that was just an inch. Like, it just wobbled and barely snuck through and barely snuck across the line. And the same with the winning goal, you know, Camby's in alone on a breakaway. Nooner sees him, it hits some snow, bounces on him, goes right to JD, and JD converts. So yeah, it was one of those nights that we were surprised that it kind of went that way because we really felt like we were going to win. But you know, obviously Vancouver played hard. We're happy. Happy for JD. You know, that was a great moment for him, of course, but we want to try to get him back on Saturday if we can.
Yeah, 4 of the last 6 periods, you guys have played shutout hockey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true. You know, the team, again, the attention to detail, the, I would say, not even willingness, but eagerness to commit to the system, the style of play, the team concept here. It's a great group of people, a great group of players, but more importantly, a great group of people. So, like I said, I'd go to war with these guys any day.
Coming back now from a 5-game, 8-night road trip. Pick up a point at the end. You got a couple points at the start as well. Those couple close games in there. But what do you feel the club's learned now, you know, coming home after this?
I would say based on the emotion in the room, you know, how much everyone wanted that game, how much that hurt to lose it. I would say what they've learned is how much they want to win, mm-hmm. how worth it it is. And, you know, if that means blocking a shot, if that means taking an extra stride on a back check, if that means supporting a teammate who might be down at the moment and needs some support, whatever it takes to win and feel the elation of a strong victory versus, you know, a defeat like tonight, I think that's what we learned is just how badly everyone wants it.
And now we return home 4-5, though. It doesn't get any easier. How do you approach this next segment?
It's the best possible thing that could happen is we get to go home in front of our fans in our building, which we love. We're always fast there, and our fans are always tremendous as far as helping us give or create energy, I should say, and giving us energy. We get to play right away. That's the best thing. A little bit of recovery once we get back, and then some great tests with Portland, PG, and then Van. And, yeah, looking forward to Portland. We're not going to look past that. But I know everyone will have Van in mind on Saturday as well.